People are here to listen to us.
They're here to hear us talk. Welcome to the Man Cave, episode one.
That sounds like the Quiet Storm.
I know, right? Quiet Storm. What's going on, y'all? This is Devontae, a.k.a. Cool Modi.
This is Jerry's, a.k.a. Mr. 24-7.
24-7.
That's why I'm here,
24-7. I want my title shot, 24-7. What's going on, peoples? We are going to talk about a couple of topics that, you know, most men talk about in barbershops, on the basketball court, the group chat. You talk a little shit.
It ain't gotta be just the stuff.
You know, stuff like that in the bedroom, wherever you decide to talk about that type of stuff at.
You'll probably be talking to yourself.
Talking to yourself. Because I know my wife ain't trying to hear that shit. But we're gonna talk about some sports. This is a topic that men can come together and debate on, disagree, but you can still talk.
Yeah.
So we're gonna start off with boxing. Now, within the last week, most of y'all may or may not know, is the big news was that Errol Spence Jr. had to pull out of the Manny Pacquiao fight due to a torn retina in his eye.
Damn.
So if he would have fought Manny Pacquiao, Manny Pacquiao would have blinded his ass. Nah, he'd have been permanently blind for his career. I think he knew that too. So apparently he goes to the doctors in Nevada, and they do a test. He had three separate doctors perform a test on him, and they told him, you cannot fight. You have to get emergency surgery.
That's crazy.
So, I'm looking online. I'm a Pacquiao. I like Pacquiao as a fighter. So, I'm looking online doing research, and I'm hearing that they're saying that people are thinking that Errol Spence Jr. is ducking the fight because of that.
Yeah.
And they said that because there's no actual proof
that
he actually went to the doctors. Yeah. People are thinking that he was scared and shit like that. And what made this a bigger issue is Bernard Hopkins did an interview, and he said, look, man, I was a fighter. I'm a promoter. He said, there's something fishy that's going on. If Errol Spence wants to quiet all the naysayers, what he needs to do is
take that fight.
No, not that. The doctors need to come on and say, hey, no, look, we actually examined Errol's eye. And yes, it's been confirmed by all three doctors that he has a torn retina.
Yeah.
So because of that, we advise him to get emergency surgery, and he can't fight. Because apparently that injury can ruin your career.
Damn.
So the fact that this guy is 26, 27, the problem with his career, he would probably make maybe $10, $15 million fighting this one dude.
One of his biggest fights.
Of his career. Yeah. And have a legend,
if not the biggest,
on your record of saying this is somebody that you beat.
Facts.
Well, in his instance, he can't fight him now.
Yeah, that's true.
But the irony is, though, it gets funnier. So on the same fight card, the main event was Errol Spence Jr., Manny Pacquiao.
Mm-hmm.
Under that was a guy named Ugas versus another person he was fighting. So they always fight on the same card. Errol Spence Jr.
Come on, Umar or whatever the name is?
Yeah, something. He's from Cuba. That's all I know. He's from Cuba. This guy, his opponent gets hurt.
Yo.
His opponent has a torn retina.
That car about to be trashed.
They have the same exact injury. And everybody was trying to figure out. They was like, okay, something not right here.
Yeah.
How is it the fact that this guy, because apparently his opponent was orthodox, meaning he was right-handed.
Gotcha.
But Ugas was training for left-handers, southpaws, which is Manny Pacquiao's a southpaw.
Yeah.
They say, why would he be training against a southpaw a week before his partner gets it?
That's
his opponent gets hurt.
Fact, yo.
So everything seems very, very, very fishy and up in the air. And a lot of the box community is saying that, hey, we think Errol Spence Jr. ducked Manny Pacquiao.
Yeah.
Because they said that they were showing videos of sparring session videos of Errol Spence fighting, and he was getting beat. If you know anything about boxing, though, he wasn't really trying to win the sparring session.
Yeah.
He was really trying to practice different techniques on what he can do. He's the bigger guy.
Right.
He's a stronger guy. So he's just taking his time. He's really not trying to win.
Yeah.
Well, if you saw Manny Pacquiao sparring stuff, he was beating the shit out of me. This nigga's 42.
And destroying people.
So they was like, they said, okay, maybe he saw the video, he got scared. Maybe his promoter made a business decision. Say, hey, look, we want you to be our champion. We don't need you to lose to somebody who's 42.
This is all speculative
because this is what the boxing community is saying. There's people who say, look, Spence ain't never ducked nobody. He ain't got no reason to duck nobody. But it's very ironic that a week before the fight.
Facts.
A week before the fight that he pulls out due to an injury.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Something sounds a little fishy to me.
And then both of them with the same
injury. Yeah, both opponents have the same.
Hey, these niggas is on the phone. Now I'm going to use the first. Now I'm
So that's to me, that's crazy, and it doesn't make sense. But, you know, Pacquiao is fighting Ugas on Saturday. A lot of people say they don't think it's a pay-per-view fight, which I agree.
Because they ain't training for each other.
But I'm going to a bar to watch the fight because I'm a Manny Pacquiao fan. And I'm pretty sure Manny Pacquiao is going to smash this dude.
Yeah.
But the thing is, though, people wanted to see the fight so bad because Pacquiao said this might be his last fight. The dude been fighting since 95. Professional.
I was born in 95.
So he been fighting, he been professional at least 20 plus years.
That's crazy.
So that's like, I think they said that's like 3/4 of his life he been professional, bro.
Nah, I need to live and do something.
So, and boxing is a very dangerous sport. So I don't know, man.
To last that long, that's impressive.
Yeah, and that's impressive. But to actually get beat, get knocked out, get back in the ring, keep fighting, and people still like you.
Like, still top of your game.
Yeah. One of the things me and my brother will always discuss is he was a Mayweather fan. I liked Floyd before he became a Money Mayweather. Pretty Boy Floyd will beat the shit out of you. And he would fight you. And he wasn't afraid. You go watch him fight De La Hoya, Arturo Gatti, Castillo. Diego Corrales, he fought all those dudes and he was fighting them.
Yep.
Bro. Like Floyd was a force. It's just as he got older, he was like, hit and don't be hit. You can't hit on that, but it's like, bro, I don't want to watch you fight, dog.
Yeah.
Your fights are boring. But anyways, though,
that's changed his name to Money. He started fighting.
When you're making $30 million a fight,
yeah, that's a fact.
With no promoter, that money coming to you.
Yeah.
And then you still get money from pay-per-view? Bro, eventually, you're like, you know what? I'm going to protect my ass. So, but that's the news for boxing, man. So, you know, if y'all going to watch this Manny Pacquiao fight, go ahead and check it out. It'll be on Saturday. Pay-per-view, YouTube pay-per-view, whatever you want to watch it at. So, but yeah, that's the news on boxing.
Them niggas ducked that fade, man.
Shut up, bitch.
All right. Wrong one. Yeah, that was the wrong one.
You're going to learn
today. Hey, it was you.
Help me.
There you go.
Me. That's exactly what Spence was saying, bro. So we're going to transition over to the wrestling rumors report.
Yeah. We're just talking about a little wrestling.
Wrestling.
No, that's it. you know, to all the wrestling fans, if you're not a wrestling fan, you're not going to understand this. But if you are, you are. You know, big week, SummerSlam coming up this Sunday. No, Saturday.
They still having it?
Yeah. Oh. They trying to do it on Saturday so they can still have it just in case something go down. Yeah.
Damn, that nigga Vince.
They having SummerSlam on Saturday, NXT on Sunday. Mm-hmm. I ain't never seen it when they switched it like that. But
that's smart, though.
It is. Yeah. So, you know, so it's a jam-packed week for wrestling. Everybody know that. Don't mind the dog. That was Lulu, the neighborhood drug dog. If she got what you need if you got a bag of kibbles and a half a bag of Scooby Snacks. So you know, it's a full slate. Now everyone know what the big rumor is. It's not the big topic this week isn't SummerSlam. That's actually surprising. So all wrestling fans, you should know Daniel Bryan, aka Bryan Danielson, and CM Punk, aka Phil Brooks, are scheduled.
Hold on. You mean to tell me this nigga wrestling name is his name in reverse? Get out of here, bro. You know what?
Yep, Bryan Danielson.
I'm pretty sure when Vince and Daniel Bryan was coming up names, everything Vince was rattling off, Daniel Bryan was like this.
Skip.
Nah, seriously, yeah, bro. That's the laziest wrestling name ever.
That's that nigga name in reverse. I never pay attention to that, man. But go ahead, man.
So they are rumored to show up on AEW's new show, Rampage. Rampage aired first episode was last this past Friday.
Didn't Kenny Omega win the championship?
Nah, he lost. Christian Cage.
Oh, that's who won.
Beat Christian. Christian is what, 60?
Christian who?
Christian, like Edge and Christian?
But that was him?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that, bro.
Yeah, that man out here winning world titles. What is going on, bro?
I mean, they did let Jericho win, so that says a lot.
That's a factor. You ain't lying about
I like
that.
Jericho. Hey, this is not a representation of the man cave. I'm just stating my opinion, though.
Chris Jericho just shaped like a can of Vienna sauce. But the first episode premiered this past Friday, and the next one is this Friday coming up. Mm-hmm. And I don't believe CM Punk will show up because one of their wrestlers did a promo on AEW Dynamite a few weeks back. Darby Allin, who is his muscle, his side guy, Sting. Mm. Go figure, right? Oh, wow. So yeah, he did a promo. And he was saying for AEW Rampage, he wants to fight the best in the world. Now we all know that was CM Punk's segment, best in the world. I think they're trolling. I don't think CM Punk is going to show up at all. They're getting fans excited. If you think about it, the fans can put two and two together. He just said best in the world, and they're going to be in Chicago, CM Punk hometown.
Oh, he gonna have to come out then, bro.
I don't think he is, though. Because if anyone knows AEW, they are notorious for building something up, and it'd be a big nothing.
Oh, damn.
Like, they had this barbed wire exploding match between Dean Ambrose and Kenny Omega for the AEW world title. So it was a countdown or something like that. It was a countdown. It was, I'm thinking like, let's say 25 minutes. Mm. Someone had to win within 25 minutes or the ring will explode. Mm-hmm. So Kenny Omega beat Dean Ambrose and the time was coming down like 5-4. Because everybody want to see some crazy shit, right? Mm. So Dean Ambrose is in the ring while the time was coming down. Another wrestler named by the name of Eddie Kingston. He came down. That's his like tag team partner. Mm. He came down. He see the clock going, so he covers his butt. He covered Dean Ambrose. John Moxley. I'm sorry.
John Moxley. Oh, yeah. Okay.
So he covers Moxley with his body, so he take the brunt of the pain. Mm. So the count of 5-4-3-2. It got to 1. Devontae, when I said that was the worst piece of garbage I ever seen.
Oh, boy.
Fireworks came up from the post. Nothing happened to the ring, dog.
Oh, boy.
Like, you know how Kane do his? Yeah. That's what happened, dog.
Oh, nah. They out of pocket.
I said, y'all niggas a trap.
They out of pocket,
yo,
bro.
The wrestling world drugged them after that shit.
The ring should have exploded, or at least fell
yeah.
apart, bro.
Yeah, like some Big Show Brock Lesnar shit. Yeah, yeah, man. But that's why I'm not getting putting too much into this. I think, and everybody thinks it's going to be CM Punk that's going to take the challenge because it's best in the world. I think it's going to be Daniel Bryan. And the wrestling world is going to drag AEW for that.
But what if, like just hypothetically, what if CM Punk doesn't make an appearance, what if he does like a video promo that they show of him responding to the challenge, the best in the world?
I think people will still hate it because it's Chicago and they feel like he should show up.
I mean, but have they seen CM Punk's track record? I mean,
that's
come
a
on,
fact.
Bro. Like, what you expect him
that's
to show
a fact.
Up? He ain't been a since he got beat up in the UFC cage,
that's
bro.
A fact. And it's funny because, like, 3 months ago, he was contemplating coming back to the cage. They said he was training for it and everything.
He didn't need to.
He didn't need to.
You showed us enough, CM Punk.
Yeah.
Whatever your real name is, you showed us enough. Yeah. Please don't do that no more.
So, hey, if he do, cool. It'll be definitely a lot of excitement in the wrestling world, but I don't think I should get y'all hopes up too high. So...
But do you, all right, so as a person who watches wrestling more than I do you think if Daniel Bryan and CM Punk does go to AEW, would that make competition for them?
Definitely. It'll begin to make competition. Because the people who's already went, it's not enough.
So
it's not enough.
What do you, as a person who watches wrestling, what do you think is, what do you think it would take for another wrestling company to compete with WWE?
For one, we can't go back into a pandemic.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Because WWE was kicking their ass. WWE had all kinds of screens. They were kicking their ass.
Yeah,
but they need more, like, exposure. Like, going city to city, they got to keep, they got to be consistent. But I do agree. I do think if CM Punk, Daniel Bryan go, it'll definitely shake some shit up at WWE.
Okay.
I think it'll definitely at least do that. So
what about, what do you think if Bray Wyatt went to AEW, too?
And you know it's rumored that he is.
I would do it to piss Vince off.
So it's rumored that him and Braun Strowman,
they should go.
And his actual real life brother, Bo Dallas, go form a new group.
Didn't one of the dudes from that group die?
Yeah, Luke Harper, a.k.a. Brody Lee.
Yeah, yeah. He did pass. Rest in peace.
Rest in peace last year.
Damn, bro. I do think that Bron and Bray should go to AEW.
Yeah. But see, now, Bron did say, before he even got released, he said he would never wrestle for another wrestling company because no other wrestling company gave him a shot. So he said that.
But it's not AEW fault because they weren't even around then.
That's true.
Now, this is a fairly new company, right? Yeah.
And he said the day he's done with WWE, the wrestling? Day he put his boots up.
Wow.
Yeah.
But they scrapped. It's different, though. Like, they scrapped him, right?
Yeah. They had nothing. Like, it got to the point I was tired of watching him. I ain't gonna lie, because they know what to do with him. They had him just doing ridiculous shit.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's the downfall of big swole niggas. Look at Gilbert.
That's true.
When you big like that, bro, if you don't have many opponents, see, I think like for Vince got stuck in that 70s, 80s wrestling.
Yep.
The big Hulk swole Hogan, guys, they Ultimate supposed to Warrior, always win the big physical bodies.
That's true.
But like the 90s and the Attitude Era changed wrestling.
That's true.
And it was about more edge. Now, I understand now we're in a time where you can't say half of the shit.
That's true.
They said back then. That's true. They were saying it on TV live.
Yeah.
Like, you would get...
Because I don't know if you've seen what Roman Reigns and John Cena has been doing lately.
That's different, though.
That is. You're right.
That's different.
You're right.
Think about it. But if you're not the top guy, you can't say that.
That's so true. You better not even try that shit. You
gotta be the top guy to say it,
though. Getting chewed out as soon as you get in
the back. But my whole thing is, even back then, there was a lot of people who said a lot of wild stuff.
That's true.
Bro, Val Venus? When I thought about his name, bro, they literally took out the P and added a V.
Yeah.
Like, this dude was a sex toy, bro. Like, he come out the grinding with a bathroom towel on, bro. Like, I was like, how was this allowed on TV?
Or like the time Mae Young gave birth to a rubber chicken.
Oh, my God.
Yo, it was crazy.
But like you say, like, it was more edgier. But now, like, I mean, besides Cena and Roman Reigns in the Uso family, like, who can step up and say, like, I feel like, if I'm not mistaken, isn't Samoa Joe in NXT right now?
Yeah,
right?
Okay. Yeah.
Like, there's no reason Joe should not be wrestling.
That's a fact, because he got released by WWE, came back to NXT, and he killing it.
That
he about to become champion this Sunday.
And it's weird. I've noticed, like, some of the highlight videos I've seen, NXT matches seem to be way more intense than WWE matches, bro.
Well, so, it's beginning to be different now, because Vince is...
Getting his hands on it?
Yeah. Oh, Triple H is no longer in control of it. So, now it's... Because I swear to you, like, beginning of this year and shit, it was... Watching NXT was... like the closest I've seen to watching the Attitude Era.
Wow.
They, like, their people was coming out and really, like, putting on promo performances, match performances, the gimmicks, the characters.
Damn.
And it really, that was the closest thing since the Attitude Era that I've seen in a minute.
Damn, bro, that's...
And now Vince taking all the people, all the good people, he ain't about to do nothing but shit on them and release them.
Yeah.
But...
I know I don't see what he sees. I think he needs to retire.
Nobody see what they
and enjoy his money, bro. Like,
yeah, I think he's out of touch.
Yeah, and he doesn't understand that. Yeah, bro.
And I think he hates the fact that Triple H is more successful at it right now. And most people don't even know he's been training Triple H on how to work the business since '97.
Not surprising.
Yeah,
not surprising at all.
He, I think Triple H just gave some advice about something. And Triple H said, ever since then, he's been telling him, hey, come to the meetings and stuff.
That makes sense.
And then he caught on.
I mean, that is your son-in-law. So, yeah. I mean, you would want him to be successful.
That's true.
Because he's a representation of the family.
Yeah, so his your grandkids can keep it going.
Damn, bro. Well, hopefully CM Punk does show up.
Yeah. That'll be interesting. That'll really shake some shit up.
Yeah, because I think they do. I don't even watch wrestling like I used to, man.
Mm-hmm.
But when I do catch it, it's just like, because I remember there was a point in my life where you couldn't miss Monday Night Raw.
That's a fact.
You couldn't miss it, bro.
You better not.
You could not miss it. You're
going to be
mad
the next day.
Because everybody talking about it, he trying to figure out what happened.
Yeah. But
the fact that now is like, you can miss Raw for months.
Yeah.
And
that's
literally
true.
Now, I will say, I think one thing that's really hurt wrestling a lot is the internet.
Facts.
Because.
Definitely.
You can literally miss wrestling, and you can just go online and Google.
That's true.
Or go to YouTube and catch highlights of what happened. And it's like, it takes away from the actual investment of 2 hours on a Monday.
That's true.
From 7 to 9, Don't ask me no questions. Yep. Leave me alone. You know where I'm at. I'm watching Raw. Yeah,
that has to be
even like even SmackDown. You wanted to watch SmackDown. You had Sunday Night Heat. Yeah. You had Nitro. You had all these things you wanted to watch.
Velocity. All that shit.
But now it's like, nah. Yeah. I might run across something like, oh, what's going on with this?
Yeah.
But it's like, it's not. I think more of the, honestly, I think it's more of the times versus the wrestling.
That's true.
So they have to wrestle according to the times.
The times is killing wrestling.
Yeah, and it's weak because it was sports entertainment. They're supposed to say stuff that probably ruffle people a little bit,
right?
But it was in all it was in sports entertainment. They made you invest it so you can hate a character.
That's true.
But that's his job to do that.
Though. Yeah.
But now you know people get offended.
Yeah, and even now you can't be surprised by nobody returning because you've seen it on internet a week before.
Yep. And yeah, they spoil everything. Yeah. So it makes it hard to actually. Oh my God, what's happening now? Like I saw the video where Cena came back at SummerSlam, and people was like, Cena. But how would you know he even coming back though? I'm like, when there was a surprise, a return back then, I never forget when Triple H came back after the injury.
2002.
Boy, nobody knew what was going on. All I know, that nigga music hit, and everybody lost their shit, bro. Yeah. They lost their shit, dog. And that's when he came back swoller.
He was huge.
I was like, damn, bro. I'm not a Triple H fan. Mm-hmm. I couldn't stand that dirty motherfucker, bro. As a heel, I ain't never liked dude. But that moment, I was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
When he came out, and whenever he would do his entrance, when he would spit the water up, I'd be in the bathroom. I was doing that, bro, because I was mimicking that dude, but I was invested those 2 hours.
That's a fact.
But now, it's like, man.
Nah, you don't even care.
I mean, the only person I probably like now is my boy, what's his name, bro? The dude I'll be watching.
Finn Balor?
Yep.
Gotcha.
That's about it, bro. Finn Balor, dog. I mean, and I ain't watched him in a long time. Because when I was watching him, it was a pay-per-view. Next thing I know, he on NXT.
Yo.
I'm like, how you gonna shelf him back to NXT,
bro? He helped NXT get that attitude feel. He came back, won a championship, all this shit.
Man, that's crazy,
man. Like, for me, I'm a big Roman fan right now.
That's crazy for you to hear you say that.
I used to get angry watching this nigga because
they forced him.
It was almost like John Cena all over again.
They forced him, though. Yeah. They forced him. They really forced Roman instead of letting it be natural.
Yeah. Now I'm a fan because he told John Cena his whole career is like doing missionary every night. I'm a fan forever. I don't care what happened.
I remember he said that.
Yeah, that nigga told him this past Friday, he said, you might be cool with missionary the last 20 years. He said, but you know who wasn't? Nikki Bella. Nigga, like who is this guy? Where he come from? Shit.
I don't know, man. But seeing you got any more wrestling rumors, man?
No, that's it. That's the big news for this week, man. That's
all right, we gonna move in. We know a lot of y'all out there are football fans.
Yes,
and
you know,
claim your teams where you got a chance. You know, everybody saying people be bandwagoning and stuff, whatever. But so let's start with this here, because we can talk about football all the rest of the show.
Yeah, it's true.
So let's start with this. So you got Dwayne Haskins, and what's the other black dude y'all got?
Josh Dobbs.
Josh Dobbs. Yeah. So who do you feel more comfortable with if there's an injury to Big Ben? Now y'all still got Mason. Y'all still got
and
whack.
Mason Rudolph.
Y'all still got whack-a-mole, huh?
That was a good way. Whack-a-mole. That was a good way.
So y'all still got him. Y'all got Dwayne Haskins. Y'all got what's the name again?
Mason Rudolph.
No, the third one.
Oh, Josh Dobbs.
Yeah, Josh Dobbs. Yeah. See, Josh Dobbs. But who do you feel more comfortable with taking over if a Big Ben gets hurt?
As far as knowing our playbook, like you know, front and back, I'd say Mason Rudolph.
Damn.
But that's just as far as knowing up, like, because he's been in our system for a couple of years.
So what you're really saying is,
help me, nigga.
That's what he really saying, y'all. Yeah. When I was saying that, he helped me. I mean, so because if you know y'all playbook, and Big Ben gets hurt, how much do you trust that he can lead y'all? Because y'all division ain't what
tough.
It used to be.
It's not at all.
It used to be Pittsburgh and then everybody else.
Yeah, that's true.
It's now like
in a couple of years Baltimore will show up.
You got Baltimore, you got Cleveland, you got Pittsburgh. Cincinnati is gonna be Cincinnati.
Cincinnati gonna be Cincinnati. They a couple years away.
I feel bad for Joe Burrow because he's just burying his career in the
Jamar wrong Chase team, ain't cutting it. That ain't the answer, bro. You need more help than that.
Joe Burrow, if I was you, dog, after your 4 years up, do not sign an extension, bro. Get out of Cincinnati out of there, immediately. Man. But, go ahead, though. Who do you feel?
Yeah, I say Mason Rudolph when he, because you know the playbook. But like as of now, I would probably say Dwayne Haskins. But I just got to see some more from him.
Okay,
I won't put all my faith in him.
All
right. Not now. Of course, I've seen people say, "Oh, that was just because it was Washington," which is a good point.
Mm.
But I mean, let's be honest. What coach in Washington cared? Yeah, they niggas was done. They gave up, and they didn't even want Dwayne Haskins. So maybe they didn't put effort into it.
Yeah, that's
you know.
True.
So, but if I just got to see some more right now, I say Lance Rudolph, and like you said, that's not a good thing.
Yeah,
but. Yeah. Now, because, I mean, Dwayne Haskins, everybody praised him because he had two good preseasons. But mind you, preseason.
Yeah.
You know, that's not, he ain't running with the ones.
Yeah, that is true.
So.
That is true.
He don't got pressure in his face. Them backups, they ain't going to pressure nobody. Man.
Yeah, because I was watching highlights this, for this past weekend.
Mm-hmm.
The old line with nobody blocking, bro.
Yeah, that's true.
Bro, let's move to this team right here. Because I just want to, I appreciate the fact that they're going to suck this year. The New Orleans Saints. Yes, the New Orleans Saints. So I looked at the stat line for Taysom Hill, Jameis Winston, and the third quarterback they got. You know something they all
is
got
it
in
Chase Daniel?
No, it was some other dude.
Oh.
But you know something they all got in common, bro?
What?
They all threw an interception. High in the hell.
Oh, yeah, because they asked Sean Payton. He said, don't ask me about that right now. Too many turtles.
Because he knew. So they asked him a question. They asked him, his name is Ian Book. That's the third quarterback. So they asked Sean Payton a question, because I saw the video on First Take today.
Uh-huh.
They said, is Sean Payton to blame for not having a replacement for Drew Brees?
Hmm.
Because Drew been trying to retire for the last couple of years.
Facts.
And they knew he was getting ready to retire.
Yeah.
So the fact that they did not draft a quarterback to replace him.
Yeah, I was just about to say that too.
I mean,
I wouldn't put that so much on Sean Payton, because as a head coach, you only got so much of a say so.
But he got a lot of power though.
Well, yeah, that's
he
true.
He ain't a normal head coach.
That's
he not normal. That's true. He got a lot of power in the world, bro.
But they definitely should have went and got somebody, whether it was free agency or. Shit, that would have did better getting what's that boy, Andy Dalton?
Oh, no.
I'm just saying, been with the guy.
Yeah, because they got Mr. 30 for 30, so.
Yeah.
And then you got Taysom Hill. I obviously don't trust him, bro, so. I don't know, man. I just feel like when Brees finally retired,
mm-hmm.
a quarterback can't tell me years before,
hey,
man, I'm thinking about retirement.
That's true.
I think it's time for me to hang it up. And then especially how you know, because of his injury history.
Right.
Yep. He's getting hurt a lot. And his injuries, it wasn't like he'd get hurt and be out 2 weeks and bounce back.
I know.
He's missing 6-8 weeks.
Season, yeah.
And then he's coming back trying to get ready for playoffs to go to have a playoff push.
Yeah.
But it's like, if he was saying this, then you want to make the necessary steps.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, look, we need to get a quarterback in.
I don't know why they feel like Taysom Hill was even closer than
they didn't, though. That's the point, they didn't.
But now they're stuck. I mean,
the fact that there's a quarterback competition between Jameis Winston and Taysom Hill says a lot about
their
team.
That's true.
Probably going to win maybe 7 games this year.
Yeah. They got a good defense.
Though. Yeah, but their defense overrated. Let's be honest. The defense is overrated. Think about it. Your defense.
Boy, I hate to say so.
Of course. Yes. I'm telling you right now, I have a biased opinion about the Saints. But I'm trying to be unbiased right now. But think about how efficient a defense can play when you know you got a legendary quarterback on the other side.
That's true. You're
it makes it easier. You can play more freely.
Yeah, you're right.
Now watch how stiff they're going to be knowing they got Jameis Winston. Because they're going to be on the field half, at least three-fourths of the game.
That's true.
He going to throw the ball away.
Yeah.
He going to turn it over, bro.
That's true.
That's what he does, man. So I don't know. So all you Saints fans out there, just be prepared to understand that y'all ain't finna do nothing for the next couple years.
Because Saints fans, they've been going crazy the last, decade?
Bro.
More than that, actually. Now you ain't got nothing to go crazy.
Between the Saints and the Cowboys, to me, they're the two worst fan bases in the NFL, bro. They talk so much trash.
That's
the Cowboys ain't won nothing since the 90s, and the Saints ain't won nothing since 2009.
Yeah.
It's been a decade for one team, and it's been 2 decades for another team, bro.
Yeah, that's true.
If your team ain't made it to the Super Bowl, or at least had a Super Bowl appearance
right,
in the last couple of years, stop. Just stop. It's not hard, bro. Just stop.
He said it's not hard. Just
stop, bro. So, but we're gonna transition from the fraud Saints to somebody else. They was talking about. So I hear they was talking a lot about Justin Fields today and his play.
Oh yeah, I see his highlights.
Yeah, I watched it too. I think he needs an O-line.
Yeah.
If he gets an O-line, the Bears are gonna be a problem.
Yeah.
For themselves, because they're not gonna beat Green Bay.
But, right. That's true.
But if he what I will say this is though, if Aaron Rodgers leave Green Bay after this season's over with, because I don't think they're going to Super Bowl. People, Green Bay fans, y'all can keep wishing that was going to happen, but it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
But I think that they're going to dominate. The Bears are probably going to dominate the division.
Oh yeah.
I don't trust Jordan Love. No. I don't trust Third Cousins because he go from being Third Cousins to First Cousins.
That's a fact, yo.
So you don't know which Kirk Cousins you're going to get.
That's true.
And then at least with Justin Fields, if they give him an O-line. Now, I'm going to tell you who really skated from Chicago, Matt Nagy.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
he should have been. Bro.
That's true.
I feel like he buried Trubisky, dog.
Oh, yeah, he did.
He buried him.
Without a question,
he buried him, bro. He didn't really try to really open up the offense for Trubisky. It was just like, let's just do this, let's just do that. So then whenever they lose, they know the blame going at the feet of the quarterback.
Right, that's true.
Like, come on, bro. Like, but it seemed like now, even with Justin Field, it seemed like the playbook was a little bit more open. Just even in that preseason game, so the shit he was doing, they didn't even give Trubisky, like, nah, no.
Yeah, that's true.
No.
That's true.
So I just feel like he skated, but I think he got 1 year. Well, he probably got 2 years with Justin Fields. If there's no improvement, I think they're gonna fire him. Bro.
Yeah,
I think
definitely.
Because
if he don't succeed, they're gonna look at him like, look, we gave you a first round quality running back. I mean, a quarterback.
Nah, yeah, I agree.
You couldn't make it happen then. All right, let's get somebody who can.
Because you think about it, who gets excited to play for Chicago?
That's
true. I mean, for real.
That's true. Yeah,
you don't get excited.
Now they do got a good defense.
Yeah, but
they got a good defense. So.
Offense. Who gets excited? Allen Robinson didn't even want to go play for them, bro. They franchise tagged them.
That's true.
This man unfollowed them on Twitter. I mean, like, he unfollowed. He was just like, I'm done with this team, bro. And we see that Trubisky is a backup to Josh Allen now.
Yeah.
That's crazy, bro.
That is
We're from being a starter to a backup. You not playing, bro.
You number one pick for them, man.
But that's what when you have an organization that's not behind you or that's constantly flip flopping on you, that happens.
Yeah, that's
one
true.
One minute they're with you, the next minute they're not.
Yeah,
that's so true. We're gonna go to this next team. Oh, 49ers. 49ers.
49ers.
So they had Trey Lance made his debut versus the Kansas City Chiefs. And he had a very efficient game. Jimmy G, I'm sorry, bro, but you're done in San Francisco, man. You're done. You're done, bro. I mean, I don't know if it's just you just can't stay healthy.
Yeah, man.
But he's not a bad quarterback.
He's not. When he's on the field, they win.
His biggest game to me, I remember, is when they played against the Saints. It was like the year they went to the Super Bowl. It was that same year because George Kittle went off. That fourth quarter.
The year who wins the Super Bowl?
San Fran wins Super Bowl against Kansas City, and they lost that same year. I think it was like, 2 years ago?
Oh, I forgot they did.
Yeah, exactly.
They did. That was Nick Bosa rookie year.
That says a lot.
I forgot they went to the Super Bowl, yo. I forgot they went.
Yeah, they went to the Super Bowl
that
year, bro.
That's crazy. That was probably the most forgettable Super Bowl ever.
Exactly. And why? Because Jimmy G choked away a 10-point lead. Nah, not Jimmy G. He did miss a throw, but Kyle Shanahan, bro, you got to let Atlanta go. Please stop bringing Atlanta with you to other teams. but that he had a big game against the Saints. It was like a week 10, week 11 game against the Saints, bro. Mm-hmm. And they almost came back to win the game.
That's
it
right.
It was a close game.
Yeah.
And him and George Kittle was going off in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
And I was like, bro, I ain't seen Jimmy G play like this in a long time.
Yeah.
But it's like as soon as you – but I should have knew something was wrong because when they played against Green Bay in a title game and they ran the ball.
Yeah.
The dude had like three – I think he had like three touchdowns for 200 yards.
Yep.
And I think Jimmy G had less than like – was it 10 or 15 passing attempts?
Nobody expected that.
It was like, bro. And it didn't register with me that, I don't trust him.
Yeah.
Let's just run the ball.
Yeah. Everybody just thought, Raheem Mostert just had a good game.
Exactly.
Nah, the game plan changed.
They didn't trust Jimmy G. And so now you got Trey Lance. Now, granted, I think Jimmy G's going to start.
Yeah.
But he's probably not going to finish the season.
Yeah, most likely.
Because either barring injury or they're just ready to move on.
I think it's just injury, bro. So that if, can't stay healthy.
If let me ask you a question. If you're Jimmy G, then and you know that you're probably about to be traded or whatnot, what team would you like to go to that you feel like that you can compete and be a starter?
I was gonna say New England, but they found a young young understudy.
Oh, I'm about to say don't say
like it. like an experiment, a project.
No, people have been saying that he the young Tom Brady. You gotta stop saying that shit, bro.
They just saying that because New England.
That's big shoes to fill, bro.
And I mean, he kind of built like
he Brady got that with diabetic. He got a diabetic body, bro.
The way that nigga walk, yeah.
He walk like Vince McMahon. I don't know, man, but
yeah, I would say chemistry wise, New England, but I know that won't happen. So I really can't see him with nobody else. It might be a Richard Sherman type situation because I think Richard done. And it's not because of nothing hit the outside shit. Man. I think he was done regardless. I don't think nobody was gonna pick him up.
Well, he was talking to Seattle before that happened.
Oh,
yeah, he was talking about going back to Seattle, but
well, yeah, and that's chemistry wise.
Yeah, well,
because he's been there.
Yeah, you're right. Okay.
So Jimmy G, if it's not New England, I don't think nobody. So if somebody do, it'll be somebody in the NFC. Mm. I'm trying to figure out who NFC loaded with quarterbacks.
Yeah, because you can't go to Arizona. They got Kyler Murray.
Yeah.
The Rams don't trust their quarterback. So
Rams don't know what's going.
Exactly. So probably 2 years, Matt Stafford probably retire.
I could probably see Jimmy G with the Rams. Cause yeah, I think Matthew Stafford, they trying to get something right now.
No, they let him skate. They let him skate because I watched Kelvin Johnson highlights the other day, and that dude was a cheat code, bro.
Yeah, he was.
I seen plays; it was like three dudes checking him, bro, and he still caught the ball.
That's true.
Like, could you imagine being a DB getting in position to try to stop this dude, knowing that the ball going to him anyway, and ain't nothing you could do about it?
I'm playing dirty the whole game.
Man, I'm biting kneecaps, I'm biting ankles, bro. Like,
put that nigga in the ankle lock.
So I feel like they letting Matthew Stafford skate because And I actually kind of feel bad for Ryan Gosling. Oh my bad, Jared Goff, because they really just abandoned ship with him.
That's a fact. They did though.
But what I did not know after watching a couple of videos is that and the quarterback got the headset in his ear. Sean McVay would tell him to play and tell him where the ball needs to go before it would cut off.
Damn.
I didn't know that because he was saying that Jared Goff could not read the coverage right. He couldn't process it fast enough
to make his reads.
So when they talked about the Super Bowl against New England, they showed that Sean McVay was in the mic talking to him, hey, the ball needs to go to such and such. And that's why when he would, he would have the ball, he's throwing the ball to that receiver. But it's not because it's his read. That's what Sean's telling him the ball needs to go based on the defensive coverage.
Then why is he starting for me?
I don't know.
In the Super Bowl, that's stressful.
But I think they thought, okay, with our defense and Sean McVay's play calling, we can figure this out.
He's an intelligent guy, too.
Yeah, but he ain't did nothing since that one year.
Yeah, that's true.
They had that one big game against Kansas City, and they scored like 50 points each, which is terrible because, we won offensive game, but nobody's playing defense.
Nobody playing defense.
Why you have defenders out there if y'all not going to play defense?
Like that New England and Los Angeles game, I liked that in Super Bowl because it was defense.
Yep, it was a matchup. Everybody said it was low scoring.
Yeah, I went to work. People, that was boring. It was stupid. I enjoyed every moment of it. Y'all crazy.
It's been a while since I've seen Bill coach like that.
Defensively coaches ass off. Yo.
He shut them down, man. But hopefully Jimmy G, you find a new team, bro.
Shit, maybe even Atlanta get rid of Matty White.
Oh, you know what? Wow, because they do got Kelvin Ridley. They got that tight end from Florida,
Kyle Pitts.
Yeah, Kyle Pitts.
Yeah,
and they got was it Gage Jr., a receiver.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. Atlanta might be the team. Well, no.
This has got to look at Matt Ryan. That's right. They came.
Bro. Atlanta cursed, bro. Atlanta sports is cursed, bro.
Well, Matt Ryan did it to him, bro.
Well, Matt Ryan and Kyle Shanahan did it to him.
Yeah.
Bro.
Yeah, that's true.
They literally, when you up by 25 and lose a game, a Super Bowl, that says a lot about the coaching, bro, and the players that's on the team, bro. Yeah. Think about it. Atlanta ain't been the same since that Super Bowl, dog. Yeah. They've been losing.
Well, Jimmy G could also go to Washington. That's really the only team in the NFC that need a quarterback.
Yeah, because the NFC East, at least, could easily be overran, bro.
Yeah, because Fitzmagic ain't it. That is not it, bro. Y'all niggas need to understand that. That nigga ain't it.
Fist Tragic is good for like 3 weeks, bro. He's not a person you let start.
Drew, yeah.
If you let him start a whole month, your team is in trouble.
That nigga took that one picture looking like Conor McGregor, and it was downhill from now. Y'all pumped that nigga head up.
And it was downhill. So the last thing we're going to talk about is they talked about the Jets. The good old Jets.
Nigga's trash.
But they got Zach Wilson. Apparently Zach Wilson.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, apparently he had like 63 yards on six or seven pass attempts. He had five different receivers that were targeted, but no touchdown. Sound like you finished, so he overrated.
Overrated.
Colin Cowherd compared him to Johnny Manziel.
I see why.
Johnny Manziel.
His mannerisms.
He said because he comes from money, he didn't even have to work for anything.
Yep.
And he said normally those type of players that come into the league and they already always used to having, they normally don't always work out.
Yeah.
And so.
And that's the Jets. You want to talk about teams cursed.
Yeah. That.
Ever since the butt fumble, nigga.
You, bro, Mark Sanchez, you need to apologize.
Mark Sanchez,
bro.
Yeah, he cursed the Jets,
bro.
The only reason they got so close to going to Super Bowl that 1 year, because they had real good defense.
Oh, with Rex and him?
Yeah, with Rex Ryan, yeah. And he's a good defensive coach. Well, was.
Actually, they did make the Super Bowl when they beat New England. That was their Super Bowl.
How
in the playoffs.
Yeah.
They beat New England in the playoffs. That was their Super Bowl. That's why they didn't care the following week when they got smashed. It's like, because they beat the team that numbers in the Super Bowl. So.
Oh, that's right, yeah, because we played them the week after that.
And y'all won.
Yeah.
Appreciate that, Pittsburgh. Appreciate that.
No, I appreciate that, New England. That was a nice win for us, because if it was New England, they could be mad.
You're not going to break up them old memories, man. So the Jets, I don't know if y'all Jet fans out there, y'all like
good
y'all quarterback.
LaTanya. Good luck.
Good luck, LaTanya. Good luck to the Jets fans out there. I mean, at this point, I really feel like there's no reason in life to be a Jets fan.
But, I was just about to say, though.
But I understand why y'all probably Jets fans, because people was Bills fans since the 90s. When you lose four Super Bowls in a row, somebody got to die.
Yeah, that's a
somebody
fact.
Somebody has to go.
That's a
the
fact.
The fact that it's been 25 years since that time period. And they finally made the playoffs. The Bills is looking like one of the teams out of the AFC that can make a lot of noise.
Yeah. And I think Miami right pretty close up to home.
Somebody called Tua Tongue on the Areola.
Yo, that nigga.
Man, shout out to Chisel Adonis. I watched his stuff, bro. But nah, I watched him. I don't trust him.
Tua?
I don't trust Tua. Think about it. Anybody can look good in Alabama system.
That's true.
Jalen Hurts, Mac Jones, Tua Tagovailoa.
That's true.
Anybody can look good in the Alabama system. We're going to see now what he can do.
Yeah.
As an actual a professional quarterback.
Yeah.
Who's a starter. You got your own team. Now, granted, you're a left-handed thrower. There's nothing wrong with that. It makes you a little bit unique.
Right.
But I watched some of his mechanics. I don't think he's fully recovered from the injury when he messed up his hip or his collarbone. Yeah, in Alabama.
Had last year.
Yeah, and I don't think
told him to leave after his junior year.
I don't think he fully recovered from that injury.
Yeah.
And then boom. So now he has to lead a team in a division where you're not expected to win.
That's true.
Now, Miami may be a playoff team.
Now, they finished second in the division last year.
Yeah, because New England was garbage.
So it was New England, Miami, Buffalo.
The Jets. Exactly. Exactly. So that's why Buffalo is going to win the AFC East.
Yeah, they're going to win, no doubt. Yeah.
They're going to win again because they're going to get New England fits.
It's at least 2 or 3 years until any of the other teams can catch up to Buffalo.
Exactly. And we're going to leave the football segment like this. If Cam Newton develops a throwing motion, he actually works on his throwing mechanics, New England could really be a problem.
Yeah. I think most of their defense is coming back, too, because I know a lot of them opted out last year.
Well, boy didn't want to come back. He wanted a new contract. But if I was him, Stephon Gilmore.
Oh, yeah.
He won out. I mean, but.
He getting up there in age, so.
But, and my problem is, you should realize, if you look at all the superstar defenders that New England had, Ronnie Harrison, Asante Samuel, Lawyer Malore, Ty Law, Mike Vrabel, McGinnis, Seymour, Will Fork, all these guys who were staple in the New England lore. They didn't get paid, bro.
That's true, yeah.
They did not get paid,
bro. That's why so many of them left and made bank.
Yep, because you win Super Bowls in New England, you go other places to make money. That's how it goes.
Brewski wanted to ride or die.
Nah, he was different.
Yeah, he was.
Brewski was different. So, Brewski was an older Mario Lopez.
Damn, yo.
Mario Lopez. Shout out to Mario Lopez. Yeah. We're going to transition to the next one. NBA offseason.
Yeah.
Now, there's been a lot of moves, a lot of trades that has happened this NBA offseason, but I got to get this off my chest. Thank God that Kyle Kuzma was traded for the Los Angeles Lakers, bro.
You ain't never lying.
Slim
Shady had to go.
Bro, he just... You know, I realize some people are not made for what they call La La Land.
He wasn't made for it, bro. That's true.
Now, it's already the pressure of this is the most... storied franchise in basketball.
Yep.
They got 17 titles.
Yep.
Their fans are going to bring that up.
Yep.
We got 17 titles.
Yep.
We used to winning. Yep. You got to bring it.
Mm-hmm.
But you had Kobe play there. You had Magic. You had Kareem. You had all these James Worthy. You legends. Had all these legends Shaq. Play. Shaq. You mean like you had all these dudes play and then now you playing with LeBron.
Jeremy Lin.
Oh, he did. Now, while you playing though, Lin Sanity Boy, a couple years ago, he was making everything, dog.
That's a fact.
This dude was taking over. But some people can't deal with the fact of playing in La La Land. Man. Yeah. So,
the intimidation of the 17 banners and the retired jersey numbers, especially for centers going to LA.
Yeah.
Whew.
Yeah.
They automatically, what happened to Andre Drummond?
Yeah.
Automatically, he, Kareem, and all that.
Kareem by doing no Drummond.
The big penguin. If you can't handle that, especially as a center, bro.
Yeah, that's a lot of pressure.
See, LeBron different. So,
well, here's a generational talent.
That's true.
See, man, it's easy for him. He already used to pressure.
Right.
That ain't nothing new going to L.A.
And then AD, LeBron helped ease that pressure off of AD.
Yeah, so. Yeah, that's true. And I think them winning that year, they came together, it helped a lot.
Yeah, definitely.
Because, you know, last year, at least this year in the playoffs, when they put against Phoenix, to watch them get beat the way they got beat and AD getting hurt and AD having to play through injury to prove to people that he's tough, even though he know he's not supposed to be playing through that, I think that was dangerous for him. But I did see off-season pictures of LeBron and Westbrook in the lab.
Yeah, I seen that.
Working.
I don't know if we're going to work.
Oh, yeah,
trolling.
Yeah, he is trolling. Because LeBron's going to make it work, bro.
Yeah.
He's going to make it work because he got something to show against people, bro. Now, you know, we all got that one Facebook friend. I'm not going to say any names, but I'm a LeBron fan, bro.
Yeah.
But I don't argue LeBron versus Michael the way some people argue that, bro. Yeah. Just let it go, dog.
Yeah,
all great players, bro.
That's a fact. Because
it's like, it's literally Michael, LeBron.
Yeah.
That's like, bro, but people did forgot Kobe played, bro.
Yeah, that's true.
He played, too. You can't overlook Kobe, man. Yeah. So, but
it's just one of them is better, LeBron.
I agree. All around package, bro. I ain't gonna hold you, dog.
Yeah, I mean,
he better. But we had a lot of offseason moves. What do you think about Caruso and Lonzo going to Chicago?
Yo, Chicago came up. I think they did, and they got DeMar DeRozan.
So, do you think they're a playoff team in the East?
It definitely in the East. Yeah. Now, if you put that team in the West, nah.
Okay.
In the East, though, yeah, they're a contender. Not overwhelming contender. They might sneak and do some things though.
Okay, so you feel like if from rankings 1 through 10, where do you see them for a seeding?
7 to 6.
Okay,
yeah, 7 to 6.
I can see that happening.
Cause the East is real top heavy.
Yeah,
you got the Bucks, Nets.
Damn, you got Boston.
Oh, Philadelphia,
nah,
Boston.
You ain't got Philadelphia. Stop saying that.
No, I'm just saying, Joel on the team, that's a contender.
He got a stomach ache. That's what's going to happen.
Boston, for sure. I don't know how I forgot about them.
You know what? I don't know about Boston, because you know a boy went into the front office. Brad Stevens took over Danny. Right. Danny Ainge stepped down, and Brad Stevens took over his spot.
But you got to understand, they got Dennis Schroeder now.
Is that Chihuahua? Come on, man.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't know Boston. But you know, he backing up Marcus Smart.
Yeah, and Marcus Smart just signed an extension today.
Do you know how garbage you got to be to come to have Marcus Smart, bro, as a backup point guard? Nah, for real, bro. Marcus Smart ain't the person who bringing the ball down the court and crossing you up, bro.
That man ain't garbage, though. Nah, you a LeBron fan. That's why you say Marcus Smart garbage, yo.
Nah, for real, bro. I'm talking about Dennis Schroeder's best years when he came off the bench, right?
Yeah,
especially in OKC. So that's how he got to start his position in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
You can't drop a donut in the playoffs, bro.
That's true.
You can't do that. He had the same amount of points as me, and I was watching him play. You can't do that, bro. I'm sorry.
It was a legit, and I told you this before during the season last season. It was a legit time where I was like, yo, Dennis Schroeder's really providing those points that we needed.
Yep.
When he declined that offer, that shit went downhill quick.
And I don't know if it's when he got COVID also. That's when his
play. That's true, too. Yeah, that's
true. But I ain't trying to hit that, though.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
I ain't trying to hit that, bro, because you declined. Because
CP3 had COVID and went all the way to the finals. So
I feel bad for CP3, bro.
I do, too.
He should have got one, dog.
He signed an extension with them. I thought that was foolish.
Nah, he redid the deal.
Oh, he did?
He declined the fourth year option, and he did a new deal with them.
Oh.
He got, like, I don't know, $100-something million, whatever, for, like, 2 years or some shit like that, 2 or 3 years.
I feel like his window to go to L.A. with LeBron was this offseason.
Yeah, he's probably not going to win because now. See, what I don't understand, we're going to talk about the finals a little bit. What I didn't understand is that, okay, you got Giannis going off, right? Yeah. Giannis getting 40 points. He doing this, doing that. Yeah. He taking 30 seconds to shoot a damn 10-second free throw.
Pissing James Harden off.
You had all those things, and I'm trying to figure out why nobody watched what Toronto did to them a few years
That's
ago.
That's a fact. Though. That's a
Build
fact.
Build a wall.
And that was the first time that wall, they did that shit, yeah.
And make everybody else beat you by shooting the ball.
You know why? They thought DeAndre Ayton was the answer.
No.
They thought he was
not
the
answer. Not one-on-one.
That nigga rocked him.
Did you see, bro, if DeAndre Ayton was the answer when Giannis was like 19 or 20, bro. He had that puny body, bro.
That's a fact.
He's the answer. But he has his grown man body and frame now, bro. Like, no, this dude, James Harden said this man take 2 steps and dunk the ball, bro. That's not playing basketball.
Yeah.
That's funny, but I was like, yo, he right. But one thing about Giannis is not afraid to shoot a jump shot like Ben Simmons. And he's not afraid to shoot a free throw. Even if he airballed it, he's still going to shoot a free throw. So,
that's true.
I don't know, man. I just feel like the Suns really did not implement a correct game plan.
And they didn't fix nothing that needs to be fixed this offseason.
Because you can't just let Devin Booker go one-on-one. Facts. He's a one-on-one player, but don't just let him go one-on-one, bro.
And if you think about it, all the teams they beat
had injuries.
No, they all had injuries.
Yeah.
Jamal Murray, AD LeBron.
Mm-hmm.
Who else it be?
The Clippers. Kawhi.
Kawhi. Damn, you got lucky.
Mm-hmm. Yep, they was hurt, bro.
But I ain't gonna lie, when I seen that how everybody was hurt, and then you talking about in Brooklyn, Kyrie and James Harden being, I told myself, I said, this is the best chance Giannis got.
Yep.
The best. He's not gonna get this chance again.
But look what he took to beat the Brooklyn, dog. KD had his foot on the line, bro.
That's true.
He had his foot on the line, bro. Yeah. If he had an inch back, they win.
Yeah.
They win, bro.
That's true.
Do you know, bro, the pundits would have been talking. Like, we knew it. They validate. This dude would have validated being, oh, I'm that guy. This is my team. Without my two other stars, we still won.
Yeah.
Because KD was going off that game, bro. Yeah. It literally took a Herculean effort.
Yeah.
And it took Kobe Bryant Sr. to close the game, bro. Because Chris Middleton, sometimes he Robin, sometimes he the Joker or Riddler, bro. Yeah. You don't know who he's going to be. But He had to close the game for them. And then next thing you know, Giannis comes in the finals. Yeah. He finished the game. But any other offseason moves that you want to talk about for basketball?
I mean, we talked about Chicago.
Mm-hmm. Y'all talk about we gonna end it with this segment right here.
These
dumbass Clippers.
The Clippers. I mean, I'm not Clippers. The Sixers ain't made a move yet on Ben Simmons.
Bro, you know they said that he had his phone off.
He ignoring them niggas.
But why though?
Why? That's the thing. You ignore the people. They could send you to OKC. You'd be bad.
They send him to Sacramento
or Detroit.
Exactly,
then
bro.
Be pissed.
But see, my whole thing is okay.
You know what's happening though, so you might as well get with them.
If you're in the front office, bro, what do you do with Ben Simmons?
If I'm in the front, well, I would say nowadays it looks like it depends on what kind of relationship you got with him.
Okay.
Because nowadays it's like, if I got a solid relationship with you and I could tell this not working out and you want to leave, I look for something for you. But if you didn't have a relationship, Orlando, what y'all talking about? Or some shit, you know, some shit like that. Washington, which ain't nothing else in Washington.
Nah, for real.
So. Yeah, I mean, Timberwolves or something.
Damn.
So, but yeah, I think it depends on the relationship. Personally, I think regardless of relationship, with him ignoring y'all, Yeah, you gotta get out of here. We should have been in the finals. You gotta get out of here. Now you acting like this?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right, let's go ahead and make that call. Whether you regret it, like you mad or not, it don't matter.
So do you think, because one team I've been hearing a lot about is Golden State. Do you think Golden State should pursue Ben Simmons?
I don't.
Because he ain't nothing but a light-skinned Draymond Green.
I think they're going to consult with Clay and stuff. I don't think they go on.
Well, the last report I heard was that there was internal divide about Ben Simmons. Mm. Some wanted him, some didn't want him.
The only pros he really got for him is how good he is defensively. That's the only pro he got for him.
Okay.
And that may make people look at him. So you know what? If he go to a team like Golden State where shooting is not on like the weight on his shoulders, it might work. He just got to be okay with changing his role.
But my whole thing is, how did he go from Australia to LSU to Philly, and he wasn't shooting the ball?
Trust the process.
Bro, but you always seeing videos of him in the offseason shooting the ball.
And you be like, oh, it's going to be different.
No, bro, he's not shooting the ball in the league.
Opening night. No, opening night, two for 20.
Your fan. Damn, he said 2 for 20.
2 for 20,
dude. That shit sound like a Wendy special, man. But your fans shouldn't cheer when you shoot the ball, dog.
That's a fact, yeah.
No, I mean, yeah, you might make a three.
It shouldn't be an explosion of cheers, dude.
It was like, oh my God, been shooting the ball from past 15 feet.
They shouldn't be cheering like they just seen Jordan walk back on the court.
And even if he's not shooting the ball from three, bro, get in the post, dog.
Facts. Yeah, you 6'9", 6'10".
All he wanted to do was slash to the basket and pass the ball.
You know who he should, who film he should look at this for the playoffs that just happened? Huh. Drew Holiday used his height and his size on point guards. He used it against them.
Drew Holiday iffy though, because one game he didn't show up, and the next game he ain't doing nothing.
Yeah, so. That's true.
All right, man, we gonna end the podcast with this right here. So today news, I'm scrolling through Instagram and I get on Bleacher Report. Bleacher Report shows up and say, breaking news: Clippers trade for Eric Bledsoe. It's like, what the fuck? They trade Patrick Bev, AKA the Pitbull, and they traded what's his name? They traded Starscream, AKA Rajon Rondo, bro.
Way off Rondo.
Way off Rondo.
That's crazy.
That's funny. But they traded to Memphis, bro.
Yeah.
And Eric Bledsoe goes to the Clippers, and apparently they save some luxury tax, like $20 million in luxury tax. So it gives them like 8.9 to like a mid-level exception to sign another player. And I'm like, bro. Y'all wanted Rondo.
Facts, they did everything to get
him. Gave it up. My whole thing is, what has Drew Bledsoe, I'm tripping. What has Eric Bledsoe shown you to say, okay, he's a point guard that can lead our team? Because if they're expecting Reggie Jackson to do what he did last year, they are in trouble.
Yeah, look at him.
He didn't got paid now? Yeah. Man, look, I got my
he's
money.
He's stable.
Man, look, he not planning on a one-year deal hoping he come back. But I'm saying, what did they see to say, you know what, we want Eric Bledsoe on our team?
His best years was Phoenix and Milwaukee. So I don't know what they seen.
Into the playoffs.
Yeah, yeah.
Eric Bledsoe is good into the playoffs, bro. And then he just shrinks in the playoffs.
I think this was more of, let's get Patrick Beverly and Rajon Rondo out of here. Because, I mean, if you think about it, what Eric Bledsoe going to be making, it ain't hurting him at all.
Okay.
If anything, they freed up some money. You know, so, I mean, if you think about it, we all know what Patrick Beverly did the last game that we seen the Clippers when he pushed Chris Paul.
Him in the back, bro. Just.
And you think about it, you talking about Jerry West. Like, Skip said, no, who's that? Yeah, Skip said Jerry West, he's all about, you know, carrying yourself a certain way. That nigga, he acted like a hood nigga on that last play, bro.
You can't do that, bro.
Yeah, you know.
You can't bite somebody's ankles, bro. And
that's a fact, Joe.
Yeah, I don't know, man. And you know what's funny? That dude had the nerve to tell Steph, the next 5 years is ours. Like, bro, you ain't did nothing since you said that.
Nigga, that's a fact,
He hasn't did anything.
That didn't play.
I see if Kyrie said something like that to Steph.
Yeah.
Because Kyrie is the baller.
Right. That's a fact.
Bro,
that nigga act like he bombing them niggas.
Russell Westbrook said it best, bro. He said Patrick Beverly. He said Patrick Beverly be running around. Then he got y'all thinking he be playing defense. He just be out there running around on the court, bro. He not doing nothing. So, man. I don't know, man. But shout out to Memphis. I don't know where y'all made that trade, but whatever.
You, at least you got some good eating some down there. Shit.
Oh, no. I think it was a 3-team trade. Because I think, wasn't Eric Bledsoe playing for the Pelicans?
Oh, he was.
Yeah, it was a 3-team trade.
Okay, so
they sent them to Memphis, and then the Pelicans sent them to the Clippers. Still, I mean, I don't understand.
I don't think Rajon Rondo and Paul George and Kevin Lynn.
Kawhi Leonard.
I don't think they got along. I don't think Rondo attitude meshed with them.
Nah, not at all. Because he got a body. When you go from playing with Paul Pierce, KG, and you end up playing with LeBron, and you win in the title,
right?
They have a different mentality about winning.
Yeah.
Paul George has never won.
Yeah.
So his mentality is kind of like, right. It is what it is.
Bro. If you think about it, Rondo's not the type of player that can go to a team and be the number one leader.
Yeah.
Like how LeBron's the leader of the Lakers. Rajon Rondo gave you that presence when LeBron on the bench,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
and the Clippers, Kawhi's not a leader.
No, he don't talk. He's not a leader. He's a cyborg who don't talk. Bro. Yeah, it's just straight basketball. You're right.
So it was like you had times when there was no leader presence on the floor.
But you know what's crazy? They still didn't fix the problem.
That's true. They didn't.
You got Eric Bledsoe who's not going to show up in the playoffs. That's true. Still ain't got no leader.
That's true.
Do you expect? Bro, if Paul George is going off on me, bro, we got to fight, bro.
That's a fact.
I don't care how much money you make, bro. You're not about to talk to me like that, bro.
And it's crazy because I remember they said on Undisputed this morning, it's a slight chance Kawhi be out next year.
Really?
Yeah.
For the ACL tear?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Now, Skip said.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Skip said, he said, now, I don't know. He said if they made this trade because they might have heard Kawhi's out next year, so they just kind of like, okay, well, like, what's the point? Let's just get these two problem guys out of there and just kind of see what happens. Bro, so it's a good chance they may be out next year.
I mean, I don't know, bro. As an owner, you want to win, dog.
Yeah.
But if a player is constantly hurt the way Kawhi is, dog, man, I don't. That's a big risk for them to say to do a new deal.
Yeah.
I would have gave him 2 years, bro. Like, you got to prove to me you can stay healthy, dog. Because I don't want to keep spending money on you, and you not going to be there.
Jerry West is delusional, man. Paul George sure as hell ain't about to carry that team.
Oh, nah, not at all. Wasn't that Derek Mann dropping 40 in games? Come on. Who is this nigga, bro? This Tamla Mann's son or some shit like that? I was pissed off. Like, they can't stop this dude, bro.
Take me to the goal.
All right, man. This has been an eventful episode.
Hell yeah, first episode.
What is this? The Man Cave.
The Man Cave.
Welcome to The Man Cave. This is episode one. We're going to bring some more content to you guys. So we're just going to keep at it. And as we keep going, we're going to start bringing some guests on the show.
Yeah.
Get some more opinions. We're going to drink a little bit.
Yeah.
Talk a little shit.
Cold brewski.
We're going to talk about everything, man. And we're going to get this up and running. So we're going to leave y'all with this.